I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The governor issues a 14-day mandatory self-quarantine order for those that come to Texas by plane from the tri-state area, New York, or from New Orleans.
Governor Abbott's order includes those arriving in Texas by plane from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, as well as New Orleans. Upon arrival, they'll need to provide DPS with information about where they'll quarantine.
Department of Public Safety troopers will conduct visits to those designated quarantine locations to verify compliance with this executive order. Failure to comply with this order is considered to be a criminal offense.
The latest virus numbers, COVID-19 has claimed 18 lives in Texas. 1,400 have tested positive out of the 21,000 who have been tested. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, coronavirus turns deadly in Denton County.
A Louisville man in his 40s passed away due to COVID-19 last night, the first death in Denton County. County Judge Andy Eade says the death underscores the importance of following the mandatory stay-at-home order.
Stay home. Be responsible. Wash your hands, and most of all, realize that your carelessness or cavalier attitude can and will unknowingly result in someone else's death.
Denton County added 13 more cases since yesterday, now at a total of 83, and 8 of those cases are at the Denton State Supported Living Center, where other residents and staff are being monitored for signs of the virus. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Around the country, the number of cases has jumped to almost 76,000 as of today. In Dallas County, 300 cases and a 7th person has passed away. And the testing site at the AAC has reached its max.
Dallas County confirmed 56 new cases of the virus and reported that a woman in her 90s had died as a result of COVID-19. County Judge Clay Jenkins says testing is overwhelming public labs and the private labs that have offered to help. Each drive-through testing site has a federally mandated limit of 250 tests a day, and both the AAC and Ellis Fieldhouse have been stretched thin. Jenkins reminds everyone, if someone in your home is tested positive, you don't need a test.
If you are around your loved one in the home, you're now in a shelter in place or in a lockdown situation. So under the order, if that happens in your home, we would say you can't leave your home, you can't go to school, you can't go to the grocery store.
The testing site will open back up tomorrow at 8 a.m. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.